To start off, could you state your name and job title?
Kind of reminds me of a movie. State your name.
State your name.
Dan Malone. And my title, Vice Principal in Charge of Modernization. I'm the educational eye on this whole process. Give you an example. These benches that you see made out of the old beams from the construction building down here in what was Building E, now it's H Hall. They were going to put wheels on one side so we could move them around. That is a freshman boy's dream right there. Right?
Yeah,
both of you are giggling because you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? I said, no. We'll put real feet on those so they can't move. And one of them just looked at me like, really? So things like that. My job was to make it usable for students and staff. Some of it, you lose the pretty, but making it usable and making it sensible for a high school person or a high school a staff member to make the best use of the space. That's what I did.
Could you, what is really your favorite part about the new Benson? What really, like, since you were the one who kind of stuff?
Well, you haven't seen it yet. I really like the gym because it's so much brighter than all the years I would come from another school and go to games and it was kind of dingy. I love the commons because I think it's so multi-use, dances or presentations or lunch. I'm gonna go those two things probably. Yeah, I like the way that we kept the old entry with the wood front.
That part is cool.
From 1916.
You mentioned the gym, and that had water damage, correct?
Yes,
a few weeks ago.
It had water damage.
So there's still construction to be done to bring it back to what it was.
The whole floor
that
got
goes
wiped out, yeah.
That goes cleanly into what we wanted to talk about. A lot of the school isn't necessarily 100% done. There's
correct.
Still, you know, rough edges and stuff.
Yes.
Do you think that was clear from the start, or like when did it become apparent that like, this school isn't going to be like perfect on day one?
Oh, I'm going to think 9 months ago when we continued to say, you know, you have deadlines to meet. We didn't make that deadline. How are you going to make that deadline up? And there was a lot of adult back and forth. A lot of this going on. That's chatter for people listening on the radio. Sorry. The district and, you know, all the adults were going back and forth on how things could be done. And I think the people that could have made that change, I don't know why, didn't make that change. So it was like, okay, we can certainly start. But as you said, very nicely, rough edges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of all the things that have been built so far and completed, what do you think took the longest?
I think we're sitting in it. We're in Building E right now because we had to go 20 feet below where you're sitting right now and put new footings in, new steel, and these new walls that you can see, these huge concrete sprayed walls that have nothing but rebar behind them, and they go all the way from 20 feet down to the roof and are all tied in. So basically we built a brand new high school and dropped it in between the bricks.
That's interesting way of doing it. It's very unique to comparatively to, you know, like the other high schools that were modernized.
Yeah, it has still the external look of Roosevelt Franklin, and it's certainly more time-consuming when you look at like Lincoln, where they built it all brand new and then tore the old one down. To put a new school in the confines of an old school takes more time and more money.
Mm-hmm.
So this building, the gym, the auditorium, all stayed in its original, this 1916, that 1931, the auditorium, 1925, the gym.
I assume there's a multitude of reasons for it, but why do you think it wasn't able to be completed in the 3 years given?
I think there were some adults who made some poor choices. I got to put it right there, right? Kind of where it belongs. And
I assume, you know, it was impacted by the pandemic and cost.
It was. There was some impact, certainly from the pandemic, which is when I started, which they were able to do some testing that they needed to do, but pandemic. Then we had temporary outages or stoppages in work during the teacher strike in November. Mm-hmm. So there was 3 weeks. Ice, because of the outside work they were doing, ice, there was another week. And then the 3 days of 100 and whatever it was.
Yeah.
It gets to a certain level, kind of like athletics. You know, you get to that certain heat quotient and everything stops. So I'd probably count it 6 weeks of stoppage.
How long do you think it's going to take for it to be like 100% completed?
Excluding the gym, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Just the bulletin boards and the locks, which somebody didn't follow our plan and some of that. I'm going to say we're safely to get everything balanced, like the air conditioning, which has been pretty pleasant, 6 to 8 weeks.
Sooner than
the gym, that's an insurance issue now. And if you've never had to deal with insurance companies, you know what they're all really good at. They're all really good at saying, well, I think this was your fault. No, I think this was your fault. And so they'll go back and forth a bit, but eventually we'll get a new floor. Day two, I walked in there, and the floor, you skateboarders would have loved it. It had all sorts of big humps and lumps, but prior to that, it looked magnificent. Got blue bleachers with the logos on them, ability to show videos from both sides of the gym.
So it was basically, it was kind of like...
it was going to be a crown jewel. Oh, my goodness. It was just sparkling.
Do you have any more questions? Yes, I can.
What do you like? What do you two like? That's what people want to know. What do you find? Well, I mean, compared to his Marshall.
As a student, yeah, you know, going to Marshall the 2 years, something I noticed a lot is always the temperature in that school. It was, you know, either way too hot or way too cold, always. Here, I have not once thought about the temperature.
Even last Thursday when it was 98.
No, even then, I was like, it's fine in here. I thought about the temperature the second I walked outside, but while I'm inside, it's so nice that I don't even think about the temperature.
Wow.
I really enjoyed how they kept a lot of the old building and kind of mixing that with modern stuff while still not making it look like absolutely disgusting. When you like see some of the more modern houses you sometimes see, they like completely ruin the old stuff. And then I really like the kind of keeping
it's a great point, because we have certain SHPO, which was the State Historic Preservation Organization, in order to keep it a historic place. Mm-hmm. There's certain things you have to do, and so you can't show anything new from the front. So all the new HVAC we had to stow up above the gym, and that's why we don't have the elevator goes all the way to the second floor in the gym, because we're using so much of that space, so you don't see it out front. Mm-hmm. I do like, and if you haven't noticed, they sort of washed all the brick and all the alabaster. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the corners of the main building, there's pine cones, little white pine cones, when they get to a corner up along the top rim. Things that you probably nobody ever would have noticed before, because they were just all dirty. And once they got all cleaned off, it's like, look at that. You didn't ask me, but I'm going to give you this. The one thing I wish we would have been able to keep is the old building used to go down past where they call it the new gym, the 1964 gym. Mm-hmm. And they had these huge cathedral windows. It would have been so cool to keep those and look into the gym from those.
Speaking of the pine cones, is kind of something that was like almost not fully, but like uncovered when, you know, they were going cleaning them off.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that was like, you know, people hadn't noticed or anything, or just something that was uncovered during the renovation that wasn't very well known about Benson before?
If you were part of the theater program, I'll go into the auditorium. There were a set of stairs, and I am rickety. Oh, my gosh. The first time I walked up them, I turned right back down and went down them. When they finally cleared all that out and turned the lights on, the number of people who had, for no better term, no, they've signed the wall during some production. Back to the 50s. Wow. So there they were using, like, a paintbrush. Was pretty cool, because guys would go, oh, I remember him. Oh, you remember him? Before we had to tear that wall down. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Yeah.
Speaking of something you wish you could have kept, is there anything you wish you would have been able to add, you know, if you had bigger budget or, you know, more time or anything?
Yeah, another parking lot. I mean, students have nowhere. Mm-hmm. Staff barely have. I don't know where it could have gone, but maybe something across the street, just for ease.
because it's tough to, not everybody rides a bike or the bus.
I park like 5-6 blocks away from because I can't park in Lloyd Center because you'll get towed. You can't park in anywhere else because you get towed, or you have to pay $7 to park somewhere.
And it's, so having that would have been such a nice convenience for everybody, because obviously where Yahoo is now was the parking lot and had enough room, and it just isn't. That would be one thing. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I know
you're
super busy, especially
not a problem.
New school.
Not a problem. I look forward to you guys coming Saturday.